Good morning. How's everyone? Good. Good to see you all here. Well, today what we're going to talk about is God's grace and how God is always fair. Can any of you tell me something that's not fair? Tell me something, Sarah Mara, what is not fair? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Yeah, when someone gets a toy that you really like, but they get it and you don't. That's not fair, right? Caden, what's not fair?
When someone looks 10 hours and someone else looks 1 hour.
Very interesting, because we're going to talk about that in a second. Brody, what's not fair?
If someone wants to play a game and they invite you.
That's right. That's not fair. You know, there's a lot of things in life that isn't fair. But we know one thing, that God is always fair. Like Caden said in today's lesson, there are men who go out and they work 12 hours in the vineyard, and they are paid a denarius. Now, this is a penny, but that's about what a denarius is worth a day. So they are paid a day's wage. But then there were some people who worked how long only? 1 hour. And what did the owner of the vineyard pay them? The very same. He also gave them a denarius. And the men who worked 12 hours, what did they say? They said it wasn't fair. Thank you. Thank you, Talon. They said it wasn't fair that the men who worked only 1 hour got the same payment as the men who worked 12 hours. But you see, God doesn't think like we think. God's reward is different than money. God's reward is different than fairness, because God's award is a perfect reward. And His award is for all people. It doesn't matter how long you work, and it doesn't matter whether it's fair or not. We know that His reward is what? What is the payment that Jesus has won for us? The forgiveness of our sins. That's the reward that we have, that all of our sins have been forgiven. You see, God is a just God, and He is a fair God. And on the great last day, He will bring a gift to each and every one of you. It won't be a denarius or a penny. It'll be a gold crown that He'll be placing on your head. And that crown is the crown of... Go ahead, Caden. The crown of heaven. The crown of life. So as we work in this time here in the church, we shouldn't be all wrapped up about fairness. You know, especially in today's age, everything's got to be fair. Everything's got to be equal. Well, God is the ultimate, He's the ultimate employer. And God is fair in everything He does, because He gives this gift, He gives this reward freely, and He gives it to all people. So it doesn't matter whether you've been a Christian all your life or you become a Christian in the very last moment of your life. It's because of His grace, because of God's grace, that He gives you this great gift, that He pays you with eternal life. He gives you this free gift. So with that, don't worry about fairness. Worry about, or think about, heaven. Think about the gifts of heaven that you will have in heaven. So God is what? God is fair. God is fair. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads and close our eyes. And we pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for coming to be our Savior. And we know that in You, Lord Jesus, we have the forgiveness of all sin. And therefore, it is because of Your great grace and Your unbounding mercy that we have been given this free gift. And that in Your fairness, You have died for all people. And that in Your fairness, You will come one day for these children and bring them into Your heaven, into Your kingdom, where we will live with You forever and ever. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your great work that You have done for us. And thank You for all that You continue to do for us today. And in Your holy name we pray. And all the children said,